This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Cognitive Reframing Techniques for Anger Management. How to rewire your thinking before anger rewires your relationships. In short, anger does not destroy conversations. Your interpretation of events does. Cognitive reframing techniques change the meaning you assign to a situation before your body commits to reaction. The process is learnable, but it requires physical calm before mental work. Applied consistently, reframing replaces reactive thinking with deliberate emotional control. Definition: cognitive reframing techniques are structured mental methods that change how you interpret a triggering event or situation. Rather than accepting your first emotional reading as fact, you examine and replace distorted thoughts with more accurate ones, reducing anger at its source before it shapes your behavior. I watched a project manager I had known for years end a 15-year working relationship in 40 seconds. A colleague questioned his decision in front of the team. He heard it as an attack. He responded as if it were. It was not. The colleague was genuinely curious, a little clumsy in how he phrased it, but not hostile. The manager never considered that possibility. His interpretation fired instantly. His words came out hard, and the damage was done before anyone in the room could catch a breath. That is the problem that cognitive reframing techniques exist to solve, not anger itself. Anger is honest, sometimes necessary, and never the real enemy. The enemy is the unexamined story you tell yourself in the half second before you open your mouth. Why anger management thinking is harder than it sounds. The difficulty is not a lack of intention. Most people who struggle with anger in conflict are not indifferent to it. They know, in hindsight, that their reaction was disproportionate. The problem is that by the time they realize it, the words are already out. When you feel threatened, your stress response moves faster than your reasoning. Your body reads the situation before your mind has finished processing it. The physiological signal, the tight chest, the narrowed focus, the heat in your face, arrives first. The story your mind constructs follows right behind it, and that story feels like fact because it arrived riding a physical wave. This is why understanding the amygdala hijack and how it blocks clear thinking under pressure is worth your time. When the emotional brain fires hard, the thinking brain goes quiet. You cannot reason your way out of a hijack while it is happening. You need a process that meets you where you are, not where you wish you were. The other difficulty is that your interpretations feel true. Cognitive distortions, mind reading, catastrophizing, personalizing other people's behavior are invisible from the inside. They feel like clear perception. Reframing asks you to treat your own thoughts as hypotheses rather than conclusions. That is a harder ask than it sounds, especially when you are already angry. What must be true before any reframing works? You cannot reframe a thought while your body is running at full activation. Physiological arousal hijacks the very cognitive capacity you need to do this work. If your heart rate is elevated and your breathing is shallow, attempting to examine your thought patterns is like trying to read a map in a storm. The words blur. Two things must be in place before the steps below will work. First, you need a reliable physical interrupt. This does not mean a long meditation session. It means something that takes between 30 and 90 seconds and drops your physiological state enough for your prefrontal cortex to re-engage. Slow your exhale. Extend it longer than your inhale. That shift in breathing pattern signals safety to your nervous system. It is not theater. It is biology. Second, you need to have practiced the reframing steps before you need them. The middle of a heated exchange is not the place to try a new technique for the first time. You build the skill in quiet moments so it is available in loud ones. A sports coach once told me something I have never forgotten: the performance is the harvest. The practice is the soil. The cognitive reframing process for anger in conflict. This is a sequence. Do not skip steps to get to the comfortable ones. The later steps depend on everything that comes before them. Number 1. Interrupt and slow down physically. Before any mental work, reduce your physiological state. Take one deliberate breath, extending the exhale to roughly twice the length of the inhale. If you can take 2 or 3, do it. You are not stalling. You are creating the biological conditions for clear thinking. Without this, everything that follows is harder and less reliable. Number 2. Name what you actually felt, not what you thought. Say to yourself, silently, I felt emotion, not they made me feel, not I think they. Just the emotion you experienced. I felt dismissed. I felt undermined. This step separates the feeling from the story. It sounds small. It is not. Naming an emotion with precision reduces its intensity by engaging the language centers of your brain, which sit closer to reasoning than reaction. Number 3. Identify the thought driving the emotion. Ask yourself, what did I just tell myself about what happened? This is the interpretive layer, the story you built from the raw event. Write it down mentally or literally. A colleague went quiet when you spoke. You told yourself, she thinks my idea is worthless. That thought is what you are going to examine, not the event itself. If you are aware of how amygdala hijack signs affect teams in real time, you will recognize this thought as often a product of threat perception, not evidence. Number 4. Challenge the thought with 3 honest questions. This is the reframing step itself. Ask yourself, what is the evidence for this interpretation? Number 5. What is an equally plausible alternative explanation? Number 6. What would I think if I were calm, and this had happened to someone I respect? Using the example above, the colleague went quiet. Evidence for she thinks my idea is worthless. She looked down. That is all. Alternative explanations. She was thinking. She was distracted. She was forming a question. She was tired. The reframe is not forced positivity. It is honest broadening. You are replacing a certainty with a range of possibilities. Number 7. Choose a replacement thought that is accurate and actionable. This is not affirmation work. You are not telling yourself everything is fine when it might not be. You are choosing the most accurate available interpretation. I do not yet know what she thought of the idea. I can find out. That thought is true. It is also far less volatile than she dismissed me. It leaves the door open for connection rather than defense. This is the thought you carry into your next spoken words. Number 8. Script your re-entry into the conversation. After reframing, you need a sentence that allows you back into the exchange without carrying residual heat. Keep it simple and direct. Something like, I want to make sure I understood your reaction there. Can I ask what you were thinking? That sentence is curious, not combative. It tests the reframe against reality and invites the other person to correct the record. This is where emotional intelligence in feedback conversations becomes critical. The words you choose after reframing determine whether the repair lands. Number 9. Reflect briefly after the exchange. This step does not happen in the moment. Within a few hours of a conflict, spend 5 minutes asking yourself what trigger fired, what story you built, and whether the reframe you applied was accurate. This is how the skill deepens. Each reflection session builds pattern recognition. Over time, you begin to spot the cognitive distortions earlier, sometimes before they fully form. That is where real mastery starts to live. Applying this process in high-stakes team settings. In a team environment, the reframing process operates under additional pressure. You're not just managing your own internal state. You are visible. Other people are watching how you handle the moment, and their sense of psychological safety in the team depends partly on whether the person with authority manages their anger or is managed by it. In high-stakes team settings, step 1, the physical interrupt, needs to be invisible. A leader who visibly freezes signals alarm. Practice breathing regulation so that it looks like composure rather than effort. A slow blink, a slight pause before speaking, a hand that settles rather than tightens. These are the external signs of internal regulation, and they teach the room how to behave. Step 6, the re-entry script, also carries more weight in a team context. If you visibly softened your tone and asked a curious question, you modeled something. You showed the team that anger does not have to end in aggression or silence. That visibility is not incidental. It is part of how emotional intelligence shapes team dynamics over time. For remote teams, where you cannot read body language and tone flattens over video, the risk of misinterpretation is higher. Build a longer pause into step 1. Give yourself permission to say, give me a moment to think about that before responding. That is not weakness. That is the practice applied with more care because the environment demands it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with cognitive reframing. These are the mistakes I have watched most often, including in myself, during early attempts to apply this kind of work. The mistake: trying to reframe while still physically activated. Why it happens. The technique sounds rational, so people assume thinking harder will fix it. What to do instead? Complete step one first. Every single time. Calm the body before working the mind. The mistake. Using reframing as a way to dismiss their own anger. Why it happens. People confuse changing my interpretation with telling myself I shouldn't feel this. What to do instead? Step two asks you to name the emotion honestly. Reframing changes the story, not the feeling. Your anger is valid data. The story you build from it may not be the mistake. Replacing the original thought with something falsely positive. Why it happens. The brain reaches for relief and grabs the newest comfortable thought. What to do instead? The replacement thought in step 5 must be accurate, not merely soothing. I do not yet know is honest. Everything is fine often is not the mistake. Skipping the reflection in step 7 after things settle. Why it happens. Once the tension passes, people move on. The discomfort is gone and the lesson goes with it. What to do instead? Treat step 7 as part of the process, not optional housekeeping. 5 minutes of honest review builds the skill faster than any other single practice. Understanding how psychological safety enables honest communication will also help here. Teams where people feel safe enough to name their emotional responses, including frustration and anger, have a structural advantage in applying this kind of work collectively. Your framing reference card. Use this before, during, or after any high-stakes exchange where anger is a risk. Before the conversation. Number 1. Have I identified what typically triggers me in this kind of exchange? Number 2. Have I practiced my physical interrupt so it is ready and automatic? Number 3. Do I have a neutral re-entry script prepared for the most likely flashpoint in the moment? Number 1. Has my body calmed enough for my thinking to be reliable? Number 2. What emotion am I actually feeling? Stated simply. Number 3. What story have I built from this event? Number 4. What is the evidence for that story? And what are two alternatives? Number 5. What is the most accurate thought I can carry forward after the conversation? Number 1. What trigger fired today? Number 2. Was my reframe accurate, or did I default to a comfortable story? Number 3. What would I do differently in the next similar exchange? This is not a performance review tool. It is a practice log. Work through it honestly, and you will find the patterns that are keeping your emotional control inconsistent. For teams wanting a collective version of this work, How to De-escalate Team Conflict Without Destroying Synergy offers a practical companion framework. The ground you build on. Here is the truth of it. Anger will come. It has always come, and it will keep coming. The question is never whether you will feel it. The question is whether your interpretation of events, that half-second story your mind writes before you can stop it, runs your whether you run it. Cognitive reframing techniques do not make you less human. They make you more present. Every time you pause, name the feeling, examine the story, and choose a more accurate thought, you're building ground under yourself. And that ground, built practice by practice over weeks and months, is what lets you stay in the hardest conversations without losing yourself in them. That is not a small thing. That is the whole game. Frequently asked questions. What are cognitive reframing techniques for anger management? Cognitive reframing techniques for anger management are mental methods that change how you interpret a triggering situation. Instead of reacting to your first reading of events, you deliberately examine and replace distorted thoughts with more accurate ones, reducing the emotional intensity before it escalates. How do cognitive reframing techniques work in conflict situations? They work by interrupting the gap between trigger and response. When you feel anger rising, reframing asks you to question your interpretation of events rather than accept it as fact. This lowers the stress response and gives you rational thinking time to engage before you speak or act. How long does it take to master cognitive reframing for anger? You can apply a basic reframing step within seconds, but building it into a reliable habit takes consistent practice over weeks. Most people notice a meaningful difference in their emotional control within 3 to 4 weeks of daily deliberate use, especially in low-stakes situations first. Can cognitive reframing techniques help in the workplace? Yes, and this is where they earn their keep. Workplace conflict often involves misread intentions, status threats, and accumulated frustration. Reframing helps you separate what actually happened from what you assumed happened, which is the root cause of most interpersonal conflict at work. What is the difference between suppressing anger and reframing it? Suppression pushes the emotion down without changing anything. Reframing changes the meaning of the situation, so the emotion loses some of its fuel. Suppression costs energy and tends to leak out later. Reframing reduces the intensity at the source and leaves you clearer, not just quieter. What mistakes do people make when trying to reframe angry thoughts? The most common mistake is attempting to reframe while still physically activated. If your heart is pounding and your jaw is tight, your brain cannot reason well. You must reduce physiological arousal first, even briefly, before reframing will stick. Trying to think your way out before calming down really works. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.